This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Election Commission has issued notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in this phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th May. Polling will be held on 25th May. Counting of votes for all the phases will be done on 4th of June. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across the country in support of their party candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to garner support in favour of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a rally Maha Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Maharashtra's Pune city today. He is also scheduled to address rallies in Solapur and Satara districts of the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a road show in Guwahati today. As the Lok Sabha elections draw near in the national capital, political parties have intensified their campaign. The candidates are making passionate appeals to the voters through various activities and campaigns in their respective constituencies. Yesterday, Congress candidate from North East Delhi, Kanhaiya Kumar, launched his Lok Sabha election campaign at the party office in Mojpur. Congress candidate from Chandni Chowk, Jay Prakash Agarwal, met voters in civil lines to discuss local issues and seek their support. Congress candidate from North West Delhi, Udit Raj, addressed public meetings in Narela, Kirari and Rohini Assembly constituencies. Meanwhile, their alliance partner Aam Aadmi Party also actively campaigned yesterday. AAP candidate from West Delhi, Mahabal Mishra, and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife, Sunita Kejriwal, participated in a roadshow in Tilaknagar Assembly constituency. AAP candidate from East Delhi, Kuldeep Kumar, held a meeting with the public in Okhla Assembly constituency. BJP also remained engaged in its election campaign. BJP candidate from North East Delhi, Manoj Tiwari, addressed the public in Malkaganj, Nandnagri and Wazirabad. In a joint operation, the Indian Coast Guard has seized 86 kilograms of drugs worth 600 crore rupees from a Pakistani boat and arrested 14 persons on board the vessel off the Porbandar coast in Gujarat yesterday. According to the official release, the overnight operation in the Arabian Sea was carried out by ICG in coordination with Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad ATS and the Narcotics Control Bureau NCB. The Pakistani boat, along with its crew, was apprehended and brought to Porbandar for further investigations. This is the 11th such successful law enforcement operation in the last 3 years by ICG and other agencies. In women's skeet, Maheshwari Chauhan secured a Paris 2024 quota for India with a silver medal in the Shotgun Olympic Qualification Championship at Doha in Qatar. In the final yesterday, only 4 of the 6 shooters were eligible to get the quota. Once Asim Oranbey of Kazakhstan crashed out in the 5th and Regina Mevtedvnov of Azerbaijan settled for the 6th spot, the 2 Olympic quotas were confirmed for Maheshwari and qualification leader Victoria Larsson of Sweden. It was the 21st Olympic quota for India in shooting and the 5th in shotgun. India Meteorological Department has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in many places over Gangetic West Bengal, Orissa, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and East Uttar Pradesh. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East Delhi during the next 24 hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.